Because of government experiments with weather that our God keeps on talking about.
It's Hashem, not the government. This Shabbos is a very jam-packed Shabbos, as we would say. A very many things occurring in one Shabbos. Number one, it's Parshas Mishpatim, and it's the completion of the 6 weeks of Shoivavim, 42 days of Shoivavim. The 42nd day is Shabbos. It is also Shabbos Mevarchim Adar. In fact, we go straight from Shabbos to Rosh Chodesh. Mishenichnis Adar Marvin B'Simcha. It is also Parshas Shkolim, the first of the four parashias that we read Purim Pesach time. And it is the Shabbos of Nasa V'Nishma. But many are unaware that Nasa V'Nishma is in Parshas Mishpatim. It's not in Parshas Yisroi. That's a very a common mistake, because most people you ask, where does it say Nasa V'Nishma? They'll say before Matan Torah in Parshas Yisroi. There's no such phrase in Parshas Yisroi. It's only mentioned once in Chumash, and that one time is in Parshas Mishpatim. And this phrase, there's so much in Chazal, all the praises and all the rewards that Klal Yisrael was zeichet just for saying those two words, and those two words are in this week's parasha, which we only read once a year, right now. As we come to the conclusion of the 6 weeks of Shoivavim, which, in reality, those who are familiar with what Shoivavim is all about, and the tikkunim of Shoivavim, when that's finished, one can cry out Nasa V'Nishma. One is a total eved to Hashem, with no one else to submit himself to, only to Hashem. He's totally subservient to Hashem. That's what Nasa V'Nishma is all about. And what's strange is that the parasha begins with a person who is totally on the other side of the fence when it comes to Nasa V'Nishma. Here we're talking about an eved ivri. Not only is he a slave to someone else, not totally to Hashem, and that's why an eved is not mechuyav to be oil regel. The pasuk says in Yeroya kol zechurcha el pnei ha'odayin Hashem, misha en le'el ha'odayin echad, while an eved has more than one odayin. But this eved is even more than just an eved ivri, that he wants to stay. V'yem omar yoymar ha'eved o'hafti es ha'odayini es ishti v'yesponoi lo'y etzei chofshi. I don't want to go free, he says. He would rather stay a slave. He enjoys slavery. He enjoys being married to his Shivcha Kananis. He's an eved to his Yetzer Hara. He's a slave to his desires. Such a Yid is not one who says Nasa V'Nishma. And we talk about this Jew, this low Jew, the lowest Jew, in this week's Parsha, Parshas Mishpatim. In fact, he's mentioned first. Right at the beginning of the Parsha, Rashi tells us that the juxtaposition of Mishpatim to the conclusion of Yisroi is that at the end of Yisroi we read about the Mizbeach. And at the beginning of this parasha we read about Mishpatim, who are the ones that make sure that the Mishpatim are kept. They are the Sanhedrin. Sanhedrin, they are called Shoiftim, that's the root of the word Mishpatim, Shoifet, judges. And the Sanhedrin is located next to the Mizbeach. That's what Rashi brings down from Chazal. There are actually two gears. So some say, Shetosim Sanhedrin Eitzel HaMikdash, and some say, Shetosim Sanhedrin Eitzel HaMizbeach, which would answer the question, Lama Nismach HaParshas Mizbeach LaParshas Dinan, the Parshas Dinan LaParshas Mizbeach. The gears that says, Sanhedrin Eitzel HaMikdash, the word Mikdash is not mentioned at the end of last week's Parsha. The word Mizbeach is. There's only one question, and that is the Sanhedrin was really not located near the Mizbeach. This Lishkas HaGazis was not right near the Mizbeach. It wasn't far from the Mizbeach, but it wasn't right near it. And many Mefarshim ask then, what is the Smichas? And perhaps one answer we can say, based on what Rashi says at the end of last week's parasha, that by the Mizbeach we find that the Torah warns us not to cut it with any metal. And also that we're not allowed to use steps when we go up the Mizbeach, but it has to be a ramp. And Rashi, by both Tzivuyim, Rashi brings from Chazal a Kal V'Chomer. The reason why you're not allowed to have metal on the Mizbeach is because the Mizbeach is Nivra L'Harich Yom of Shaladim. We heard about that this past Shabbos. Barzel is Nivra L'Katzer Yom of Shaladim. Ein Zeh B'Din She'Yunef HaMekatzer Al HaMayrich. So Rashi makes a Kal V'Chomer. He says, Madach Avonim, that don't know, they don't know what they're doing, they don't see, they don't hear, they don't speak, but since these stones are part of a Mizbeach, which is Matul Shalom, And the Torah says, "Leisan of Alehen Basil, Hamatul Shalom Ben Ishla Ishla Ben Mishpacha L'Mishpacha Ben Adam L'Chaveri Alachas Kama V'Kama Shalay Tveihu Puranis." One who brings peace, one who makes peace between rivals, between factions, between husband and wife, families, and so on. Then, when the Torah tells us that we're not allowed to walk up the Mizbeach with steps because it's similar to Gilui Erva. So again, the Harei Dvarim Kal V'Chaymer, Avonim that have no das to be makbid on their bezoyon. I mean, they have no feelings, and yet the Torah says, "Hoyel v'yesh behen sayrich leitin hak behem minach bezoyon chavei recha shehu bedumus yitzrechu makbid al bezoyon alachas kama v'kama." Fellow Jew, a tzelem aleikim who has feelings, one has to be very, very sensitive when dealing with other yidden. And that's how Rashi ends last week's parashah. As from the mizbeach we see, and the tzivuyim concerning the mizbeach, the concern how we deal with others. And that's the connection, perhaps, between Sanhedrin and the Mizbeach. The Sanhedrin are the ones who deal with the people. They're the ones who know all the private matters of every family, because they're the ones that families go to. So they know everything that's going on. In fact, there are some who say that Goler Voscha goes on the Sanhedrin. The Sanhedrin should not be Megala. They're not allowed to reveal all the private things that they see, that they know about, because the families and people come to them all their private matters, all their personal stories. If anything, the Sanhedrin could sit and write books about all the thing and everything that they know. And therefore, the Torah says, "Ashal esi goler vascha." The Sanhedrin has to be very careful to keep everything quiet and secret. They're not allowed to reveal any of this to anyone, which obviously is a private matters. And a dayan or a rav in our time too, that many people bring to him, Adam Gadol, all their private and personal matters. Certainly, he doesn't reveal it to the public. The Sanhedrin has to be very, very careful, being that they deal with people and they have to judge the people and either convict or acquit, mechayev or mezaka, whatever comes up, whatever the psak din is. They have to be very careful in dealing with people, because we're dealing with Bnei Yisrael, as Rashi brings down in Parashas Devarim, Moshe Rabbeinu says, "Hashem Elokeichem hirba eschem v'hinchem hayom kechoychei hashamayim l'roiv," that when one is appointed judge over any member of Klal Yisrael, any group, segment of Klal Yisrael, one has to be very, very careful, realizing these are the Bnei Avraham, Yitzchak, v'Yaakov. So the Chazal tell us, you put the Sanhedrin next to the Mizbeach, that the members of the Sanhedrin have to look at the Mizbeach, and they have to say, if the Avonim of the Mizbeach, the Torah is so concerned that we not mistreat them, certainly we have to be very careful how we deal with those who are coming to us for a psak dim. And more so, the purpose of the Sanhedrin is to bring peace. The purpose of the Dayanim is to make pshoros, to make compromises, to try to get people to settle their disputes in a favorable way. That's what the Baal HaTurim says, that the word HaMishpatim stands for Hadayin Mitzuva Sheyase Pshora Terem Yase Mishpat. Before the judge even brings out the mishpat, it says the judge is supposed to work for a pshara. He's supposed to try to bring peace. And this we see from the mizbeach, from the fact that Leisanef Aleihem Barzel, how important shalom is. What the Sanhedrin, the Baalei HaMishpat, really are supposed to bring about is shalom. Even with those, perhaps, who one would think that for them there is no hope, the Sanhedrin has to be malamed zchus. We find in Chazal that they're always Peseach b'schus, even a murderer, even someone that is being convicted of the greatest crime, we always peischen b'schus, we always look for zechusim, and we always look to be melamed zchus, as we learn in the Mishnayos of Sanhedrin. The Zohar tells us that mishpat is rachamim. In fact, we say this in Pesach, those who say Pesach Eliyahu, this is a portion of Zohar that is said by many before Shabbos, mincha before Shabbos, some say it every day before davening, in the Sfardish Siddurim, they have it in their Siddurim. Others in the Machzorim, it's there before Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. So there it says that Tzedek is Din and Mishpat is Rachamim. Although the common translation of Mishpat is judgment, which is Midas Hadin. Beis Din, they're the ones who sit and judge. Din is judgment. Din is usually associated with Gevura, which is on the left side. Mishpat is not Din. Mishpat is Rachamim, which Rachamim is actually a fusion of Chesed and Din. This members of Sanhedrin, who are the ones who take care of the Mishpatim, are supposed to try, if anything, to have Rachamim. They're supposed to try that the Mishpat should be Al Pi Rachamim. Certainly Hashem, who's the Shofet Tzedek, Melech Oyheb Tzedakah U'Mishpat, when we talk about mishpat from Hashem, ki ha-mishpat le'elokim hu, although usually mishpat is associated with din, but real mishpat is rachamim. In fact, we see this on Rosh Hashanah when the Svarim tell us that when the shofar is blown, Hashem leaves the kisei din and sits al kisei rachamim. He sits on the chair of mercy. Mishpatim is begamatria al kisei rachamim. Sanhedrin is equal to the word kisei rachamim. What the Sanhedrin really are supposed to bring out is rachamim, limud schus. And that's what's happening over here. In this whole story here with the Eved Ivri, which is in this parasha of Mishpatim, and the Torah begins with the Eved Ivri, who was equated to the Metzorah. The Metzorah, we know, is the lowest Jew, the outcast, who's not allowed to enter Yerushalayim, the Mukaf and Chayma. The Mishnah says in Kalim that the Ayoros HaMukaf and Chayma are holier than the outside of the wall, because Shem Metzorahim Mishtalchen Misham. A Metzorah is not allowed to enter the Mukaf Chayma, Mimaisi Yeshua Benun. This is the lingo now in the Purim halachas, Krachan Amukaf and Chaim Mimaisi Yeshua Benun. A Metzorah is not allowed to enter Yerushalayim, which is Mukaf Chaim Mimaisi Yeshua Benun. The Metzorah spoke Lashon Hara. The Metzorah breached. The Metzorah spoke what he should not have said. We know Hashem made a wall around the mouth. Sofa Yihiyah Lepit. We have Sfasayim. We have teeth. And the reason we have Sfasayim is that sometimes we have to shut our mouths. And our mouths have to be enclosed, sort of like with a wall. The Sfasayim are the walls. A person who speaks Lashon Hara, Metzorah, he's a Maitzi Ra. He doesn't deserve to be in Yerushalayim, which is Mukav Chayma. So he's sent out of Yerushalayim, of Yerushalayim. And Badad Yeshev Mechutz LaMachaneh Moshavai. Chazal, Rashi here too, equates the Eved Ivri, particularly the Eved Nirtza, who wants to stay a slave rather than go free. He'd rather be enslaved to his Yetzer Hara than say Nasav and Ishma and submit himself to Hashem. Chazal equate him with a Mitzoyer. Where do we see this? Because we make a Gzeirah Shavah. The Pasuk says, V'rotza Adoyna Ves Oznoi Bamartzeya. Amartzeya has the same letters as Mitzoyer, incidentally. We pierce his ear. Which ear? So Rashi says, maybe the left. No, it's the right, because we have a Gzeirah Shavah. Oizen, oizen, the Gzeirah Shavah. It says by the Mitzoyer, Tanuch Oznoi Hayamonis. And it says, Oznai over here, just like over there, it's the right ear, over here it's the right ear. The fact that the Torah compares, and we know that this is the rule in Gzeira Shava, is not just that we take two totally unrelated topics and we compare them because there's a word in both that's the same. The fact that the Torah is comparing the Eved Nirtza to a Metzorah means that they are one and the same. The Metzorah is Badad, the Metzorah is Michutz Lamachana Moshavai, the Metzorah is not allowed to enter Yerushalayim, like we see in the story of the four Mitzrayim and Navi Gehazi, the Gimel Banav, it says that they were sitting al Pesach Hashar. And Rashi says, because the Pasuk says, Badad Yeshev Mechutz LaMachaneh Moshavai. So they came till the gate. They can't enter, though, because they were Mitzrayim. The Eved Nirtza, who doesn't want to be free, he doesn't want to serve Hashem, which, of course, Yerushalayim is the city in which where we serve Hashem only. V'yishtachavu LaHashem B'har HaKadosh B'Yerushalayim. So he's brought to the delos, to the mezuzah, he's brought to the shar, he's brought to the gate. The mezuzah is by the gate. V'chsaftam al mezuzah ispesecha v'visharecha. Hoping that perhaps, maybe he'll change his mind. V'higishay adoyin avelhu Elohim. Where do we bring him? To the Beis Din. The Beis Din used to convene by the gate. In the Megillah we read, U'mordechai yoshev b'shar hamelech. We read this constantly throughout the Megillah, that Mordechai is always by the gate. What's he always sitting by the gate for? Always. Over and over again. Asher lefnei shar hamelech, ki ein lovo yel shar hamelech b'levush suk. Over and over again, the Megillah talks about the shar hamelech. Mordechai is a member of Sanhedrin, Chazal tells us. He was from the Yoshvei Lishkas HaGozis. Sanhedrin is near the Mizbeach. So Mordechai always had this in front of him, this concept of being a member of Sanhedrin and being melamed schus. As the Megillah ends off, that Mordechai was a doyresh toiv la'amoy. Even someone who says, loy eitzei chavshi, Mordechai finds something good to say about him too. So loy eitzei chavshi is begamatria doyresh toiv. A doyresh toiv is the opposite of a mitzayra. What's a mitzayra? A moitzi ra. A doyresh toiv is someone who's always looking for good to say about others. So Mordechai is the heipach, the le'umas of a mitzayra. But Mordechai sits by the gateway, by the shar, just as the Beis Din does, with the intention of bringing those that are out in. In fact, that's what Purim is all about. Esther says an interesting word that you don't find usually in Navi. Leich kenoises kol ha-Yehudim. Gather all the Jews. Usually the word that is used for gathering is kabetz, esoif, not kenos. Kenos doesn't really mean gather. Kenos means bring in. It comes from the word machnes, machnes oirach, because that's what Purim is all about. Leich kenoises kol ha-Yehudim. Bring all the Jews in. Even kol ha-Yehudim, everyone, even those that are out, even those that deserve to be out of the gate, bring them in. Mordechai is sitting by the gate, like Avram sat al Pesach Ha'oil to bring all the Oivrim Veshovim inside. Mordechai is looking to bring everyone in. Chazal tell us that Mordechai had another name. His name was Psachya. Psachya al Hakinen. It's a Mishnah in Shkolim. Psachya comes from the word Pesach. Mordechai was by the Pesach, by the entrance. He was always looking for new entrances, for ways to bring everyone inside. And for those that can't enter the normal way, we look for other entrances, a side entrance, a back entrance, a tunnel. Chazal tell us about Menashe, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu dug a tunnel for him to bring him Taras Kisei HaKavod. The Lashon that the Chazal uses, Machteres, the same word found in this week's parasha. Machteres is a tunnel. Because Menashe couldn't enter the regular way, so he had to enter some sort of side entrance. He says he did tshuva for 33 years. And still, he had to enter a different way. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was chayt of Machteres to be Machzer Menashe to tshuva. The Mishnah says in Shkolim that in Adar, Misaknin es Hadrochim. They used to fix the roads. Literally, it means they used to get the roads ready, pave them for to be Oyel Regel Pesach. The Svarim say, Misakten es Hadrachim, because in Adar and Purim, there are new drachim, there are new entrances, there are new pathways for the Chayzrim B'tshuva, for those who find themselves outside, to be brought in, to be able to enter Yerushalayim. In the Megillah we read, Asher Hagla Yerushalayim. Mordechai and all the Yidin were exiled from Yerushalayim. That was before the Nes of Purim. The Nes of Purim brought us to Yerushalayim, because as we know, after the Nes of Purim, the money that they took from Beis Haman, Hinei Beis Haman, Nasati La Esther, as Rashi brings down in Vayechi, on the Lo Erev Yechalek Sholol, which is referring to Purim, the Shlal of Haman was used to build the second Beis HaMikdash. From the Venahapaychu, Haman, who was the Mishnah Lamelech, and that was turned around, Mordechai becomes the Mishnah Lamelech HaChashveirosh, Mordechai, who was found Asher Lefnei Sha'ar HaMelech, he was outside. The Mishnah LaMelech doesn't stand outside of the gate of the king. The Mishnah LaMelech is in the palace. So Mordechai, who sits in front of the Sha'ar HaMelech, outside of the gate, trying to bring everyone in, ends up being the Mishnah LaMelech HaChashveirosh. And the money that Haman had, and Haman was extremely rich, it says, Vayisaper lehem Haman es kvoid oshroi v'roiv bonav, that in all that Ashiris is given to Mordechai and Esther. Hinei beis Haman asati leEsther, and from that money, Targum Yerushalmi says in the Megillah that they built the second beis Hamikdash and they went to Yerushalayim. So Purim actually is the Arayim fear, the Achnot, Hashem is being machnis us back to Yerushalayim. He's bringing us back in, back to Yerushalayim, where we were exiled from, as the Megillah itself says, Asher Haglam Yerushalayim.
Is there something somewhere like you don't the money that you use? Like,
because Amalek, you mean?
Because of where the money comes from, don't you think like more Kadosh money?
The Mefarshim asked that question. The Mefarshim asked a lot of questions on that. First of all, Amalek, everything from Amalek has to be totally wiped out. We're not even allowed to have any animals from Amalek. How are we allowed to use their money? And the end, first of all, this was not Haman's personal money. It was money that was given to him because he was the Mishnah Lamelech HaChashverosh. So it's not Amalek money. It's really Persian money. And therefore, it's not his. So the Amalek question is not a question. How can we take money that is used for Ra and the Mahapachit for Toiv? That's a concept that you find a lot of times in Torah and in Navi and in Gemara, that a lot of times they use something that was originally used for Ra, and it was Nishapik. That's the whole Venahapachu. You're taking things that were used or that were going to be used for no good things, and we're using it for good things. That's called elevating the Gashmias.
I thought for the Beis HaMikdash there was some special rule where you take elevator money to use for the elevated items, like...
Well, I'm not saying necessarily that this actual money was used to build the Beis HaMikdash. In other words, that they took the gold of Haman and built clay HaMikdash necessarily. Okay. It means this is the money maybe they paid the workers with, but just that the concept was that this led to Binyan Beis HaMikdash, which, as we know, Achashverosh did not allow the Beis HaMikdash to be built. Part of it, part of the Golus in Paras Umadai.
Basically,
kickstarted. Yeah, right. The Golas, part of Golas Paras Umadai was they would start building the Beis HaMikdash with Man Koiresh, and Achashverosh stopped it, and through his entire reign did not allow it to be built. In fact, that's the whole reason why the party was made. The whole party was to celebrate what he thought was that there will not be a Beis HaMikdash, and therefore his kingdom will last. That's how the Megillah starts. But at the end, and especially that we know that at that party, Vashti is killed, which gives room for Esther. Chassam Sofer writes that at the party, Hashem is already preparing Binyan Bayis Sheni, because who builds it? Da'yavesh Hasheni, who is Esther's son, from with HaChashverosh. So at the party that he's celebrating, with that there will not be a Beis HaMikdash, Vashti is killed, so that Esther takes over, and then her son is the one who builds the second Beis HaMikdash. Total v'nahapaychu. So here, at the beginning of this parasha, we have the tikkun of the Eved Ivri. Because the pasuk says his ear is pierced, he's compared to the Mitzayra. The Mitzayra, when he is Tohar, the Mitzayra comes into Yerushalayim, v'avodai le'olam, it says he works forever, but Rashi says it means till Yovel, till the 50th year. The power of Yovel is that it's Moitzi everyone l'cheirus. That's the Shofar Gadol. Purim is the Yovel. Purim, the Eitz Gavoyah Hamishim Amma, Purim, where Haman took the wood, which Chazal tell us, this is a Chazal, again, this is not some, you know, questionable, something that we're not sure where it says it, but Chazal tell it to us that Haman took the Eitz Gavoyah Hamishim Amma from Tevas Noyach, from Horei Ararot. That's what we know the Teva of Noyach is. I don't know necessarily he ran there at this time, it could be he had it there from before, but he took it from Tevas Noyach. Tevas Noyach was built to protect those inside of it from the Mehamabo. The Medrash tells us on the Pasuk, Kinim Tasa Es HaTeva, that the Teva should be made rooms. Kinim means really rooms. But the Medrash darshens Kinim from Lashon Kain. Kain means bird nests. So the Medrash says, just as the bird nests were used to be metaher the Mitzayra, a Mitzayra has to bring two birds, Shtei Toira Mushnei B'nei Ayin, especially if he's poor. The Pasuk says, V'imdal Hu V'en Yodoy Maseges, Asher loy sasig yodoy, a Mitzayri, not only is he Chosh of Kemes, but if he's an Ani also, so he's dead twice, he's a Mitzayri, he's an Ani, that's Chosh of Kemes, there's a way for him to purify himself too. He can't afford animals, so he brings the birds, which are the Kinim. Mishnah is called Kinim. And when the Mitzayri brings the Kinim, he is purified, and he's allowed to enter Yerushalayim. Medrash says, Kinim Tasa Es HaTeva, that the Teva provided Tahara for those who were in it, just as the Kine HaMitzayra, the birds of the Mitzayra, provided Tahara for the Mitzayra. It sounds like a way out drush. But Noyach Ubanav, who were in the Teva, were purified. The rest of the generation wasn't Zeichet to that Tahara, and they were killed. But this idea, we see Purim. Because the Mishnah tells us, the Mishnah we mentioned before, Psachya al Hakinim. Who was Psachya? Psachya is Mordechai. What did Mordechai used to do in the Beis HaMikdash? So he was Psachya, the Mishnah says. His job was, he took care of the Kinim, he took care of the birds. It was a very big chachma to know, because there's a whole shaila of Kinim get mixed up, what do? There's Oila and Achata, so it had to be a big chacham. So Mordechai was the chacham, and he was Psachya, and he was the one who was appointed to take care of the Kinim. That means Mordechai's job was Tahara. In fact, Chazal say that his name Mordechai, the Dalet Chof Yud, the Chi in Aramaic means pure. Mor is bitterness. In other words, he purified the bitterness. He purified the Tumah. He was Metaher the Mitzayroim. Others say he was Metaher also the Zavin and the Zavais and the Yoldais. All these Tumas have to bring Kinim. So Mordechai's job, Mordechai Psachi al Hakinim, Mordechai was Metaher the Mitzayroim, the Zavim and the Zavais and the Yoldais, to give them an opportunity to enter into Yerushalayim. In fact, where are these birds sacrificed? The pasuk says, by the entrance, by the gateway, by the shar, by the Pesach HaShar. It says, by the Pesach Oyhel Noyeh Lufnei Hashem, and then afterwards they're allowed to enter. So Mordechai's job was to be Metaher the Mitzayroim. Mordechai's job was to be the Metaher, those who were Tomei. The fact that Haman took wood from the Teva, in order to hang Mordechai on that wood, the Nahapaychu, and Hashem says to Haman, you're taking the wrong thing, you're taking the Teva from the Teva, which the Teva was Metaher. Kinim Tases HaTeva. The Teva had the power of purity, was able to purify those who were in it. It also protected those who were in it. Because Amalek wants to remove that protection. As we know, Amalek starts up with those who are out of the cloud, who are not protected. Yoshua Benun goes out to bring those who were out in. Mordechai stands on outside to bring everyone in. That's what Mordechai does here. Psachya al Hakinim. That's why perhaps the pasuk is hinting to us. Ki sikne eved ivri. Sikne, which means when you buy, it also has the shorish cane in it. The Eved Ivri will receive that tahara that's hinted in the word Kain, Kinim Tases Ateva, the Kinim, Psachi Al Hakinim. The Eved Ivri, the lowest Jew compared to the Metzora, just as the Metzora has a chance, has an opportunity to metahir himself, and then he enters Yerushalayim, so too the Eved Ivri, even the Eved Nerzim, when it comes Yovel, he goes out free. So the Pasuk says about the Metzora, especially the poor Metzora, that a Metzora who doesn't have the means to be Metahir himself, he can't afford animals, brings the birds. It's interesting, the words in the Megillah, Umordechai Yoshev B'Shar HaMelech is B'Gematria Asher Loi Sasig Yodai. Mordechai sat by the gateway of the king, which really Melech in the Megillah means Malkei Shaloylam. Mordechai is standing outside the gate where there are those who are outside who cannot come in yet. They're not Tohor. Mitzayroim, the lowest levels, those who are in the Shar HaNun of Tumah. Mordechai Yoshev B'Shar HaMelech is B'Gematria Asher Loi Sasig Yodai. Even those who are not Masig Yad, even those who can't afford, which means also spiritually they can't afford it. Mordechai brings them in. Psachia. Mordechai gives them an entrance, a Pesach, to enter into the Shar HaKadusha. Zeha Shar LaHashem, Tzadikim Yavoy Yavoy. It's interesting that there are 42 days in Shavuot. The 42nd day is Shabbos, this Shabbos, Parshas Mishpatim. The 42 days of Shavuot correspond to the 42 words of Ona B'Koyach. That's what the Sfarim tell us. It's called the Shem Mem Beis. Not that we know anything about the Shem Mem Beis. But the Shem Mem Beis starts with the word Ona, and it ends with the word Ta'alumos. We all say it before the Chadoidi. Some say it every day. Before Karbanos, you say Ona B'Koyach, Kedulas Yemincha, and it ends with the word Ta'alumos. Ta'alumos is the 42nd word. Ta'alumos means concealed. It comes from the word Helam. You have Ayin Lamed Mem in there. Those, the Jews that the spark of Jewishness that's in them is concealed. Yadea ta'alumais. Hashem knows all the secrets. Shemat ha'koseinu yadea ta'alumais. Shavaseinu kabelu. Shemat ha'koseinu yadea ta'alumais. Ta'alumais is word number 42. Ta'alumais is begamatria ikvasa de Mashiach. That's our generation. Our generation is a generation of ta'alumais. A generation of helam ve'hester. Ve'anoichi haster aster. Like in the time of Purim, there was a hester upon him. That's the 42nd word of Ana B'Koyach, the last word of Ana B'Koyach. In other words, the Tahara, the Tikkunim of Shoivavim go all the way till Talumos, even to those who the Nitzot Hayadus that's in them is extremely behelim, it's very concealed. The 42 words of Ana B'Koyach correspond to the 42 words of Parshas Shema. Parshas Shema, starting with V'ahavta, if you count it from V'ahavta to Ubish Orecha, there are 42 words. And many Siddurim have it, Sifrei HaMekubalim and the Sfarish HaSidurim have it, that on every word of V'ahavta, there's one of the letters of Ana B'Koyach, which is supposed to have it in mind, for those who understand this. The last word of V'ahavta, which is word number 42, is Ubish Orecha. Uchsaftam al mezuzais beisecha Ubish Orecha. That's the Sha'ar. The Jews of Talumais, the Jews that the Nitzot Hayadus is hidden in them, they find themselves by the gate, by the Sha'arim. That's the Ubish Orecha. And the 42nd day of Shavuot, which is this week's Parsha, Parshas Mishpatim, which is always the last Shabbos of Shavuot, we read about the Eved Ivri who is brought to the gate, v'higishay adonav el ha'elohim, v'higishay el ha'deles, oyel ha'mezuzah, that's where the mezuzah is, uchsaftam al mezuzah is pesecho v'sharecha, and what does it say in the mezuzah? In the mezuzah it says, v'yohavtas Hashem alekecha, we're hinting to him, you say, ohavtas yes ha'doini, v'yohavtas Hashem alekecha. You say you want to remain a slave. Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. What's with you? Hashem should be the only one you should be subservient to. Nasa v'nishma. Where's your Nasa v'nishma? More than that, the Yerushalmi in Kedushin says, Rashi brings down the Chazal and the Gemara in Bavli, Oizen zois sheshom al har Sinai, ki li b'nei Yisrael avodim, or loy signoi, holach. Such a person who wants to be a slave, who wants to have a master, who steals, so his ear should be pierced. Yerushalmi says, "Oizen zois sheshama al har Sinai lo yihi elochei elohim acherim al panai." And that was Yerushalmi is equating an Eved Ivri and an Eved Nirtza in particular to an Oyved Avodah Zarah, the total opposite of Nasa v'Nishma. So the Eved Nirtza, the Eved Ivri, has fallen so low that he is equated to an Oyved Avodah Zarah. And yet the higishay adonav, hagosha means to bring close. We're trying to bring a karavim. We're trying to bring him close. We're trying to bring him in. We're taking him to the Beis Din. The first Mishnah in Megillah says that those who live in the villages get to read the Megillah on Mondays and Thursdays. They read the Megillah before everyone else. Why Monday and Thursday? So Rashi says, because those were the days that the Batei Dinim sat and judged the people. So they were going to the Beis Din. They had disputes. They were going to the Beis Din. They were going Monday and Thursday anyway. So they read the Megillah. And there, it's interesting, on Daf Beis, on Aleph, right there on the first Daf, Rashi says they enter the cities to the Batei Dinim La Mishpat. Rashi uses the word Mishpat, not Din. Like the word, like Mishpatim here, which the Zohar says, Mishpat is Rachamim. That even those who are going on Mondays and Thursdays to the Batei Dinim, and why were Mondays and Thursdays chosen? Why not Tuesdays and Wednesdays? Those are the Torah reading days, but why were those days chosen to be the days of Torah reading? The Gemara in Bava Kama says Ezra was Misakein. Right, you're not supposed to go 3 days without learning, but they could have done it differently. They could have done it Wednesday and Friday. Why is it Monday and Thursday? So the Gemara Taisa says it, the Torah brings it down, that Mondays and Thursdays are Yemei Ratzon, because Moshe went up and came down after the Chet HaEgel. The third time that he went to get the Luchos HaAchronos, which he comes down on Yom Kippur, he went up on a Monday and he came down on a Thursday. So because Monday and Thursday then ended up being beneficial for Klal Yisrael, they were Yemei Ratzon, because Moshe was poel that HaKadosh Baruch was Mechaper Avonos Yisrael after the Chet HaEgel, and Moshe comes down with the Luchos HaAchronos on Yom Kippur. So Monday and Thursday remain as days of Ratzon. We say V'hurachim, Tachanun, Tachanunim, and those were the days that the Batei Dinim sat. Because even though Beis Din really is, Beis Din, as its name suggests, is Din, and Monday we know is not such a great day either. Monday doesn't say Toiv on Yom Sheni. Nevertheless, Monday and Thursdays are days of Yemei Ratzon, because Moshe went up then to be Mechaper for Klal Yisrael. And therefore the first Mishnah in Megillah, which is talking about Purim, which Purim as we know is like Yom HaKippurim, so just like concerning Yom Kippur, it was a Monday and a Thursday that Moshe went up and came down to bring a kapara for the Chayte HaEgel, for those who sunk so low that they worshipped the eagle, they were over the year, the Cholim Acherim Alponai, literally. And Moshe yet brought, was Mamshach a Kapara for them on that first Yom Kippur, which ended up being on the Mondays and on Monday and Thursday. He went up on Monday and came down on Thursday. So the first Mishnah in Megillah concerning Purim, which Purim is Yom HaKippurim, tells us that the Bnei HaKfarim, which Kfarim comes from the word Kfira, even those who have sunken into Kfira, the Kfarim, but they are kfarim, are given a tikkun, they're given a last chance. It's the last Yom Tov of the year. Afterwards comes Rosh Chodesh Nisan, Rishon Ulechem Lachatshei Hashana. We give them Purim to be misakein, that they too have a chance to win the Mishpat. On the Mondays and the Thursdays, they read the Megillah before everyone else. Makdim in Liyayim HaKnisa. And what does the Mishnah use the word? Knisa. Knisa means to enter. Lech Knoises Kol HaYehudim. We're bringing them in. The goal is that these kfarim should end up in the cities that are Mukav Chaimba. The goal is that these kfarim should end up in Yerushalayim, in the walled cities. Surrounded by the wall, the cities that the Mitzrayim are not allowed to enter, the city that the Eved Ivri is not interested in going to, he'd rather be a slave to his master, Atiyas Adoini, as Ishti V'as Bonai, we bring this individual, the Higisha Adoini V'elho Elohim, that even he, we bring him to the Bezen, that the Bezen should be Malamud Chus on him. The Batei Dinim that sit every Monday and Thursday, where the Kfarim go to the Batei Dinim and read the Megillah so the Megillah could be poil on them. The Gemara tells us that when Purim falls out on Shabbos, we don't read the Megillah because the same reason we don't blow the Shofar when it falls out on Shabbos like it did this year. So the Gemara says, Hainu time of the Shofar, Hainu time of the Megillah. So literally, it's just the same reason, but you know, Shofar and Megillah have nothing to do with each other. Tells us the Svarim not like that. The Svarim tell us on the contrary. The fact that the Gemara compares Shofar to Megillah, Megillah to Shofar, is whatever the Shofar accomplishes, the Megillah does the same thing. The Shofar takes Hashem from the Kisei Din and puts him on the Kisei Rachamim, so does the Megillah. The Shofar has the power to open up gates. In fact, the Svarim bring down Shofar as Rosh Tevis, Su'usha Orem Roshechem Upischu. We're supposed to have that in mind when we say Shofar. Shofar is Shapru Masechem. The Shofar opens up the gates of heaven. The Shofar has the power. The Shofar is the alarm clock. It wakes us up. And the Shofar takes Hashem off the Kisei Din and puts him on the Kisei Rachamim and opens up the gates. The Megillah opens up the gates. Mordechai is sitting by the Shah HaMelech. Mordechai Yoshev B'Shah HaMelech. And Mordechai is trying to bring everyone in. The Megillah has the power. Kriyas HaMegillah. The Chassam Sofer says that the Megillah is more powerful even than the Chamisha Chumshei Torah. The Chassam Sofer says that the Megillah has more Kedusha than the Sefer Torah does. Only he can say that. But the Gemara says, Mevatlan Talmud Torah, Chassam Sofer says it in the Drushes. And they explain the reason, because Torah is Shmoisov Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Torah, the Ramban says, that's the names of Hashem. The Megillah is Hashem himself. That's why in the Megillah doesn't say any name of Hashem at all, because it's higher than Shemus. That's like it says in the Aseres HaDibros, Anoichi Hashem Elokecha. First comes Anoichi, I, and then Hashem lowers himself in the world by giving us a name that we refer to him by, but he himself is higher than his name. That's why when the Gemara asks, where does it say Esther in the Torah, Esther min ha-Torah minayin, Shenema v'anoichi haster aster panei v'yamahu. It comes from Anoichi. So the fact that Hashem's name is not in the Megillah is not a negative thing. It's on the contrary, the Megillah is so holy that Hashem's name is not there. It's Anoichi, it's the Atzmus u'Mehus, it's the essence of Hashem himself. In that way, the Megillah is higher even than the Chamisha Chumshei Torah. Every Yid we know has an Ois in the Sefer Torah. Those Jews who fall so low, and for them there's no letter in the Sefer Torah, they're in the Megillah. Those are the Jews in the Megillah. That's why Hashem says to Moshe Rabbeinu to tell you Yehoshua ben Nun, as we mentioned last week, Ksoiv Zois Zikorain Basefer. Those Jews who Amalek started up with, the Bnei Dun, the ones that Haman and Amalek want to eradicate from Klal Yisrael, that they're out, that you can't bring them in, on Purim Makdim Eliyahim HaKnisa, they're in the Megillah. That's why it says Haman in the Megillah 54 times, 54 equal to Dun, because Haman's whole goal was to eradicate the Bnei Dun. But on the contrary, Dun, who comes from the word Din, Purim is the V'nahapaychu Asher Yishaltu HaYehudim Hem B'Sayin Ehem, where Din turns to Rachamim. And that's why the parasha that we read, as we enter the month of Adar, the parasha begins with the lowest Jew and it ends with the greatest Jew. The parasha starts with the Acharis Jew, which is the Eved Ivri, and then ends with Moshe Rabbeinu also entering. Moshe Rabbeinu is going to the top of the mountain at the end of the parasha. V'ayhi Moshe Bahor Arboim Yoim V'Arboim Laila. So Rashi ends off here that Moshe went up the cloud and Hashem made a pathway. V'asol v'akodesh baruch hu the Moshe shvil b'soich. Hashem makes a special pathway for Moshe Rabbeinu to be able to go to the top of the mountain. And at the beginning of the parasha, there's a special pathway for the chaitim, for the sinners, for the Eved Ivri, for the Eved Nirtza, for the Mitzayra, that they too can enter and go, that they can enter Yerushalayim. But the Acharis Jew, the lower Jew, is mentioned in the Megillah, in this parasha before the higher level Jews. Just like in the Megillah, we have Achashverosh, is Melech Shah Achris v'Horeshus Shaloi, the Achris before the Reshus, and the Mishnah talks about those who read the Megillah before 14th and 15th, those who read the Megillah on Yud Aleph, Yud Beis, Yud Gimel, the Bnei HaKfarim, before the regular Zman, before the Bnei HaYoris, before the Amkof and Chaim on the 14th and 15th. The goal is that this Eved Ivri is going to cry out Nasa V'Nishma. We bring him to the level of Nasa V'Nishma that we see at the end of the parasha. And that's why this Shabbos we read Shkolim. Shkolim, every Yid gives the exact same amount. Everyone gives a Machzis HaShekel. There are no favorites. Everyone is on the same level. He'oshi lo yarbe v'hadal lo yameh. V'amech kulam tzadikim. Shkolim is begematria v'amech kulam tzadikim. Every Yid reaches the level of tzadik. Hopefully. But Purim is the yomtiv that everyone's equated. Acharis Vereshis. All the Eden are on the same level. That's why it's the yomtiv of Adalo Yoda. It's the if it when it comes to Das, there are levels. There are levels. Not everyone has the same logic. Not everyone has the same intelligence. And if this yomtiv was associated with logic, then there would be levels. But since it's Lamailam and Adas, it's Chayav Inish Lipsume Bepuria Adalo Yoda. You're supposed to get drunk where you do things that are illogical. So Das does not play a role on Purim. Purim is not a Yom Tov of Das. On Purim, on the contrary, there's no Das. So therefore, everyone's the same. And that's why you see on Purim, even the lowest, even people that are ashamed perhaps to join other times, when it comes to Purim, everyone's there, the lower levels, together with the Rosh Hashivas, with the Tzaddikim, everyone dances together, everyone feels that this is their Yom Tov, this is the Yom Tov for the Prusim. So, Alach is Kama V'Kama, if it's a Yom Tov that elevates the Pchusim, certainly those who are not Pchusim, Purim has the ability to be Maila and to bring them to the highest levels, to the level of Adla Yoda, which is the Shah Hanun. May we be Zoichataka to the Tikkunim of this week's Pasha. The Pri Tzadik writes, the Pasha's Mishpatim is the Pasha of Tikkunim, a Pasha of Rachmanis, Mishpatim, Mishpat is Rachamim, Kichanun oni v'shamati, kichanun oni, the pasuk ends off here, that Hashem is merciful, kichanun oni is begematria Adar. Adar is the month of Chanina, and that's why the siman to remember how many psukim Pashas Mishpatim has, is Choneini, ches nun nun yud, 118 psukim in Pashas Mishpatim, Choneini, on Purim we were zeichet to a Chanina from Hashem, Matzasi chein, Esther says, to Achashverosh, Matzasi chein be'einecha, which means Klal Yisrael says this, to Hashem, that we find favor in the eyes of Hashem. Esther enters, Esther goes into Achashverosh, Klal Yisrael goes into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, Yom HaKnisa, we all enter, we all reach the levels the highest levels. We should be zaychataka to this in the month of Adar. We should nichnas Adar marbin b'simcha and mismach geula legeula, and we should go from one geula to the next. By Yehuda Ma'isa Oyre v'simcha v'sosein v'yikor came to Hiyalano, and we should be zaychataka to experience, to be able to say Nasiv and Ishma and really mean it.